Evariste Twagirayesu shows us what remains of his home after floods and landslides devastated northern and western Rwanda in early May. More than 100 people were killed and thousands displaced. Twagirayesu says he has never seen such intense flooding.
We woke up to water in the house. I live with my family. I had rooms that I rented out. They were destroyed or damaged by the water. Those rentals were my livelihood.
Rwanda is known for its rolling hills, which are susceptible to landslides during the rainy season. But people here say these are the worst in recent years. The Sibeya River burst its banks after the highest rainfall recorded in the region in 17 years.
People say they were sleeping when the water came. Many of them could not save themselves. Thousands are now living in shelters that have been provided by the government.
Authorities want to relocate tens of thousands of families from landslide-prone areas, including neighborhoods on the outskirts of the capital, Kigali. But this is a long-term plan, and finding somewhere to move them is a challenge in the densely populated country.
There are people that are directly affected, including those ones that are here, whose houses are destroyed or damaged. But there are also some others that are not affected directly, but we predict that it's going to be a problem if they stay there.
Some Rubavu residents are preparing to rebuild their homes.
I had a six-bedroom house. It was completely destroyed. I'm using the mud that came with the floodwaters to make bricks for a new home. I hope the government finds alternative land quickly so we can move.
Authorities say the priority is to make sure people still living in danger zones find homes and quickly. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Rubavu, Western Rwanda.